You're listening to 90.3 KEXP online at kexp.org. This is Audio Oasis, the Northwest Music Show, and I'm Charlize, your host, and it's now time for a live performance by Cabana on KEXP.
Running out and caving in. branches, it's too dark. Push through the palms and I wonder at this very moment how many people I know did I get all wrong as you yell up through the well, echoing words colliding again. I tell, would you be the deepest sea? Oh, why is still? 'Cause I fear I never. Thank you.
You're listening to Cabana live on Audio Oasis. You guys are so exciting. That was really cool.
Thank
you guys sound so good.
Thanks.
All the time to me. And you guys haven't even been around for that long. I love it. It's just like get on the scene and just kill it.
We like to practice a lot.
What would you say? How long do you guys practice? Like how many times in a week or how long?
We practice like at least four days a week, a couple hours every time, with a lot of joking around in between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of that is fighting, but it still counts.
Well, practice makes perfect, I guess. So Normal City is the new album, and you guys celebrated the album release last night.
We did.
At the Sunset.
Yes.
How did that go?
It was fun. There were the first several songs were great, and then I broke a guitar string because I refused to change them.
Why do you refuse to change them?
Well, laziness mostly. Nick has encouraged me to on many occasions and was like, well, what if it happens at a show? And I'm like, nah.
Maybe but Nick should just do it for you.
Yeah. I'm like a Boy Scout.
That would be my argument.
I bring two of extra of everything, and we kind of needed everything at the show. It was the most.
Went through a lot of guitars.
Things broke.
But like, but the show was
the show
good.
Was good.
The show was great, and Crystal told some killer jokes, which was nice to while I was going through the array of guitars.
Yeah, the power at the microphone was overwhelming.
I could see it envelop you. I saw it take over.
Well, it's nice that you guys can support each other in those moments.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So I was thinking back to when I first learned about you guys, and I realized that it was from two people, actually. Alex Reuter, DJ Alex, and Peeping Tomboys. And you guys, Peeping Tomboys and Cabana, kind of hold it down in Ballard.
We give it our best shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're back. Claire's just getting back from tour.
Neighbors.
They haven't played in a long time, and they're going to, I think they have booked a show. Like, I don't know. I just saw it.
That's good. I've been kind of easing it out with Powers.
Yes, yeah. Powers.
Just Laura.
Powers.
Laura, who fronts Peeping Tomboys, her other project, which I hope to get on tonight.
I hope so too.
It's like Halloween music. She's like working out her nightmares. It's great.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, her voice is really cool. I like it a lot. Let's see. And Cabana actually was not a band in the beginning, it was just Roan by yourself.
Yes. We had a little thing that used to be a sauna that was then transformed into an office in this house we rented, and it seemed like a pretty insulated place. And
you're by yourself recording in a sauna.
Yes, yes. It sounds a little weird when I think about it now, but yeah, no, it was. I just had all my pedals in a loop around me and an amplifier, and I would make noise and.
And then at what point were you like, I need a band?
It was when I said I need a band. Yeah, show with Sean. Sean was like, if you ever need a drummer.
I read that you guys met each other in Ballard because you guys were all working around there.
Yes.
Sean doesn't have a microphone.
Oh, we worked together at a cafe. And then Crystal and I used to work, or now still do, currently work together at a bakery. And then Nick and I have been in a couple bands together. So we go way back, all the way back.
Yeah, so with all this fighting, you guys are still staying together.
Sean's kind of the whipping boy. We take it out on him. So.
Oh,
but we love him. Yeah.
That's what keeps us together.
And the name Cabana came from the sauna.
It did. It came from the sauna. It was a small building, and I just kind of fondly referred to it as the cabana when I would go out to record. It was so hot. It's so cold in the winter here and terrible and rainy and dark. But the thing that used to be a sauna was so hot, I always felt like I was in the jungle or something, no matter what the weather. So I think that's where Cabana seems like a tropical name to me.
I am, now when I think of Cabana, I'm going to think hot.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys have a couple more songs.
We do, yeah.
Cabana live on Audio Oasis on KEXP.
One, two, three.
Cabana live on KEXP. Maybe I should kill some time.
Sure.
Normal City sounds really great. And considering that you started playing music in Asana, where was Normal City recorded?
We recorded that at Lake Quinault, a cabin in Lake Quinault.
So you had some nice scenery and
away from the city. And we tried to get some of those sounds into the album. You'll hear, if you listen, some birds and an anonymous beep that I never found out what that was from across the lake. But, yeah.
That's kind of scary, but awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we just wanted where we recorded it to sort of be represented in the actual album.
Yeah. So. I find the album relaxing.
Good.
And I also, when I listened to it, I put it on and cleaned my house. And one of the things I've realized about myself is that sometimes I'll listen to an album and I'll be like, what just happened? Like, did I, you know, and that, I think that's a sign that I like it. Because then I have to go back and listen to it again. So I think I clean my house, like the one cleaning twice to the full album.
Good.
It's a great album from start to finish.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Highly recommended listen.
Thank you.
All right. You guys ready with that last song?
We are.
What I Seen is what we're about to hear.
We would like to dedicate this song to our brethren in Guadalajara, Doroteo. Very special band to us.
Cool.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Cabana live on Audio Oasis. Music is hypnotic. And those two songs you guys just performed are unreleased. And so he just released an album. But you guys have this cool Northwest Film Forum Puget soundtrack music.
We do, yeah. It's
movie music series.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are those songs a part of that?
I think we are just going to sort of pool all of our resources, Crystal's noise equipment from Pink Floyd and Nick's old stuff, and try to make like a lot of more ambient stuff that would be a little more, like less lyrics, stuff that would be more suited for visuals, and then probably work in a couple like actual Cabana songs.
Cool. So we should tell people exactly what we are talking about.
Oh, sorry.
No, I went into it and didn't ask you. So Northwest Film Forum commissions a band to score a film of their choosing. And Vox Mod did it. And
yes.
Now it's you guys. And it's a whole series. And you guys chose a film called Microcosmos.
Yes.
And it's going to happen on Thursday, November 20th. Mm-hmm. At Northwest Film Forum. How did you guys choose the movie?
Sean, we were pretty stumped for a while, and then Sean sort of, the clouds parted. And
We had the footage from that first show.
Oh, yeah. So I got, that's a good point. Thank you, Sean. Our first show
you guys
have
lots of visuals during your regular shows.
Yeah, and those have kind of evolved, too. The first show we ever played there was a lot of, Sean put together like a mix of just various visuals, and there was a lot taken from Microcosmos. There's like snails making sweet snail love and other gross things. But it's nice to look at, and it's a beautiful film. And I think what do we like get? They're flying over the only 35 millimeter copy from France or something crazy.
That's awesome.
That can't be true.
Pretty.
I'm blinded over.
It's from a consulate, a French consulate from someplace. Uh-huh. But it's like the lady that helped set this up was really excited about that it's actual film and they don't use very many film.
Is it Courtney?
Yes.
Yeah, Courtney's the program director at Northwest Film Forum.
Yeah, she was.
Very awesome.
Yeah, and it's going to be, we're all pretty excited. Yeah. It's going to get weird, I think.
So do you guys, the process, do you guys watch the film over and over and just.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Maybe play against it or play with it?
We haven't really sat down and watched it as a group yet, but.
You guys better get on it.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't have said that.
Well, I'm coming, so.
Yeah, okay.
Don't disappoint me.
Okay. No. Fear your wrath.
Well, you guys sound great. This was really awesome. Normal City is really good. KXP has been playing it for about a week now, and you can request it if you'd like to hear it. Otherwise, you can also visit them online, cabanatime.com. Also, on Bandcamp, you can hear Normal City.
Yes.
And like them on Facebook to keep up with them and see pictures of what they like on Instagram, Cabana Music.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you, guys. This was really great.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah. You've just heard a live in studio performance by Cabana here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.